A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I think I'm predominantly a jazz pianist. I mean, my roots are mainly jazz, but I'm influenced by a lot of things. So I don't really know how to define what I do. I don't want to. I want to keep it open. And it's language, and language is what it is. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be defined as jazz or classical or modern. It is some notes. So if you want to call it jazz, it's fine. If you want to call it avant-garde jazz, that's fine. You know, people can call it whatever they want to. To me, it's just music. Right, well, it was 1984 when I moved to New York, and I moved in with a friend, and then after I had to move out, I didn't have a place to live for a while. So a woman named Judy Sneed lives in Charlie Parker's old house, and I met her, and she, said till I find a place I could stay there for free. So I ended up staying there for a couple months, and it's a historical landmark. So, it was a great, it was really fun to actually live in the house Charlie Parker used to live in. And the woman that lives there is a jazz promoter right now. So I got to meet a lot of musicians would come over to her house, to talk to her. I remember Anthony Braxton used to come over, Mal Waldron, Ed Blackwell. So I got to meet a lot of people there too. As far as idols go, I guess as a pianist, my idols were Bud Powell and Monk, and Andrew Hill, McCoy Tyner, and Bill Evans and Paul Bley, probably my favorite pianist. But I have a lot of idols when I was a kid, and I get inspired by, many different types of musicians, not necessarily jazz musicians. And many things outside of jazz, many writers and painters and dancers and martial artists. I mean, it's just, everything kind of inspires you, so. Thank you. Well, the conception is to make music. There's no magical conception behind the trio. We're trying to do what all musicians do, which is to make music people want to hear. I met Whit Dickey back in the 80s, the drummer, and he actually was on some of my very early albums, like Circular Temple, Critical Mass, and he played at the David S. Ware Quartet for a very short period at the in the early 90s. Michael Biscio, became into the group a couple years ago when William Parker, who I played with for years, got so busy. He was my bass player for many years, but he got so busy with his own groups that I had to get another bass player because William was never available for gigs. So I met Mike. I met Michael years ago in Seattle because he used to live in Seattle. But when he moved to New York, he called me up and, we just started playing together and it felt like we felt like brothers. Well, at times everybody's a soloist, but it's still very a traditional trio. It's just that we have trust each other so much that I don't mind if they take over. And if everybody's soloing. But at the end of the day, it's basically like a traditional jazz trio, except that it's not traditional jazz music.
Thank you.
I work every day very hard, like any other composer. I sit at the piano. You know, I would have to get into a technical explanation to actually answer the question of how I construct my music, and I don't really want to do that. But I work at my material very hard. I just try, like any composer, you know, you dream music, you sit and you try to realize what you dream, and you work at it every day. Sometimes I dream at night, you know, pieces, and sometimes what I mean by dreaming is your subconscious mind is always working on, you know, the music is a part of your life, so your subconscious mind is always working on new ideas and bringing new things together. And when you sit down to practice or to compose, you know, it's a dialogue that's always going on inside of your own mind, so you're always working on your music, and you're always incorporating you know, sounds you hear in the world into your own vocabulary. Music to me is a language, and I think language is a spiritual quest to understand how the world came into existence and was built. I mean, it's not necessarily religious because I don't practice Orthodox religion, but it's trying to get to the mystery of creation. And to me, playing music is a prayer to the void, or a prayer to try to understand how creation comes about. But it doesn't necessarily have to be in a religious way. I mean, there's room for spirituality without religion per se, because religion is a form, and spirituality is the generation of a universe from formlessness to form. But when you have religion, you actually have it in a form, and the genesis of creation is formless. I agree with Brotsman. I think free jazz was a movement in the 60s, and I think it embodied a certain type of rebellious spirit in the 60s, but I don't think it really exists anymore. I think now what we're doing, we don't really know what it is, and that's what's great about it, if you're not really sure what it is, because once you define something, it's dead. And what I'm doing, it has nothing to do with free jazz of the 60s. It's music of today. And again, I don't know exactly what it is. And I'm comfortable with that, not knowing what it is. I don't think about the future of the jazz. I think just about myself getting through the day. It's enough for me to get up out of bed and to get through every day. So I can't think about the future. But I you know, when I play, I'm trying to be in the moment. And I don't really think about the future of the music, because it's going to be whatever it is. It's going to develop. The music has a mind of its own, and it's going to develop however it develops. And whoever, the people that come after me are going to create the future, not me. So it's up to them, and it's no reason for me to even think about it.
Fogalmat sincs a korszerű nevelési módszerekről.
Igen? A papától is?
A rozsburg azt mondani, hogy a gyereket nem szabad verni.
Rohan, jelensd annak a csibésznek.
Más munkát keresek magamnak.
Kell, hogy valakit elvisel. És jó, ha valaki elvisel téged is.
Alex, neked
persze... Lefeküdt a volt feleségével, és akkor mi van? Hát ott laknak együtt.
Én nem mennék, ez tulajdonképpen beleegyezés. Szülői áldás lenne erre az egész bohózkodásra.
Kérem a színpadra a Forma együttes tagját, Borbás Brigitta.
8 évszak. Csütörtökön 19 óra 55 perckor a Dunán.
Csütörtökön a Műpárt klasszik műsorának közönsége megismerheti a zongorista Stravinskijt, milyen karakterű darabokat komponált magának. A Nemzeti Filharmonikus Zenekar Kocsis Zoltán vezényletével más ritkaságokat is illeszt a zongora művek közé. Csütörtökön Műpárt klasszik a Dunán.
Az igazság fáj.
Neked kell folytatnod a munkát.
Az igazság veszélyes.
Mostantól a nyomunkban lesznek.
Úgy gondolom, hogy bizonyos határokat nem szabad átlépni. Különben maga az állam válik terroristává.
Tudnom kell, ki öltenek.
Az igazság halálos.
Kinek dolgozom? Ki fizet?
Biztos, hogy tudni akarod?
Titkok és szolgálatok. A sorozat folytatódik pénteken 21 óra 15 perckor a Dunán.
A Vadnyugaton vannak ilyen csaták, meg ilyenek.
És mi köze a kettőnk dolgának az indiánokhoz?
Megtanultam az indiánoktól, hogy a küzdelemmel jobb megvárni a napot.
És mit szól ehhez a préri korlátlan ura?
Vicces, igaz?
Álljon! Vicces!
McClintock, John Wayne főszereplésével. Szombaton 12 óra 40 perckor a Dunán.
Na most akkor a szemednek hiszel, Catherine, vagy elmondja.
Páratlan tehetség. Különleges karakter. Felejthetetlen színész óriás. Őze Lajos a Magyar Színház és Mozi aranykorának egyik legnagyobb alakja volt. Hogy volt? Őze Lajosra emlékezünk. Szombaton 19 óra 30 perckor a Dunán.